And we're back. Alternative Radio. And I'm with
Many with the IE.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. It's been a while. You know, it's been a lot of music. We waited for all the albums to come out before we gave you our insights and our opinions, you know.
Most definitely.
Lovely stuff. How are you doing, man?
We're chilling, though. We're just out here. We're here for the daily bread, you know.
I heard that. That's the only way, man.
What about yourself? How are you doing?
We're chilling, you know. It's same old. Working, listening to beautiful music as always.
Most definitely. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, man, a few albums dropped. More than a few, actually. A bucket load of albums dropped, man. Like, the industry is just dropping album after album. Like,
it's an album season, bro.
Man, even for this month of August, there's a lot pending. I don't know. Will I say industry to Balijo as is?
That's funny, bro. I live Joran.
If you know, you know. We're gonna kick it off with a heavy hitter.
Who's that?
We're gonna kick it off with one of your guys.
Who is that?
That's taking the industry by storm.
Who is that?
Mr. Money with the vibe right now.
Wait, we've not talked about that album before.
A simple question. That's a simple question. Yes or no before we get into it.
I don't fucking remember.
Was this album?
Yes, we did. Out? Bro, we've talked about this album before.
Nah, we haven't.
Yes, we have, bro. I remember that I was saying there's literally a work of art, blah blah blah. Yes, we did in the last episode. This guy is stupid at fuck.
We haven't. Can I tell you why?
Why?
So came out 8th of June. Album came out 15th.
Hey.
It's possible. I was gonna you must have spoken about the album so many times.
Maybe on Twitter.
We haven't.
That's crazy. That's crazy. My bad. I apologize. You said, is it a work of art or not? Definitely a work of art. Most definitely. Aside from that, the album grows on you. The more you listen, the better it feels. I heard it today and I liked some songs that I thought I wouldn't like. I liked them better. And obviously, Lonely at the Top has been at the top for like weeks.
Is that your song of the album?
Is that my song of the album? Definitely not.
That's a good one.
Definitely love. I think I have three songs that I feel.
Okay. Before you say your three songs, let's just talk about the album a bit more. 14 right. songs.
Definitely.
He had one feature.
Is it one?
Just Olamide.
Damn.
Just Olamide. 14 songs, one feature, and singles. Three singles. So he basically gave us like 11 new tracks.
Shout out to him though. Shout out to Ashake, because I'll say that because like 2 years back to back, two dope albums running crazy. Like this guy is, he technically owned this year again. I mean, this time it was a little bit difficult because other artists also proved they try to prove a point this year also. A lot of artists are working. Shout out to other artists also. but this guy is something else, you know. Back-to-back 2 years.
Different breed,
definitely. Because I can't remember an Afrobeat artist that has two albums year after year that is this mad. If you're going through it down, the only person I can think of is Two Face, but I don't even know if it was year after year because I was too young then. That's the only person I can think of.
Who did you say?
Two Face.
I think possibly. I mean, back then, Olamide, they used to drop albums every year as well, but it wasn't like they were of equal level. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He was dropping for, on top of saying, he and say, could they drop album every year? It was more of like a, I said this, so I'm going to do it type of vibe.
Exactly.
But yeah, as you said, the songs on this album, they grow on you the more you listen to it, I must say. So yeah, give me your top three. Let me see where your mind is at.
I'll choose Awoodie. Definitely.
Okay.
Awoodie follower.
This is excluding the single, so I don't say 230 or Yoga.
Oh, without the single?
Yeah, without the single.
I was gonna say Basquiat was gonna be there, but now you're saying that.
No, Basquiat can't be there. Can't be.
Basquiat
there.
Was the single though.
But it wasn't like, I don't know how to put it. Basquiat was for the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
230, Yoga wasn't for. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I was like, Basquiat, you know, okay, Basquiat is worse for the album itself. So you can add it.
All right, so let me take Basquiat off though, because okay. Basquiat is definitely a plus.
Okay.
But I'll say Mogbe.
Okay.
I'll say I Believe.
Wow.
And I would say Damn. Ha! That's a tough one. Awoodi Mogbe, I Believe. Yes.
Awoodi Mogbe, I Believe. That's interesting for me, man. I didn't think that was gonna be you.
Why do you say so?
Those songs, they're not Manny-esque. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I didn't think those songs resonate with you. I lie.
What the fuck do you
like? I said Awoodi, I Believe, and Mogbe, like them.
When I don't understand.
When did you turn into this kind of nigga, man? I Believe Awoodi.
Are you stupid?
Interesting.
Are you stupid?
Well, I'm baffled.
Baffled kill you, dear.
It's so good, man.
That's the name of this. I'm baffled. That's gonna be the name.
Bro,
of
I'm surprised. Suppose you put Sunshine in there with the way you're going.
Bro, Sunshine was dope though. Sunshine
was a sample. Sampled Lighthouse.
Lighthouse Family,
yeah. Did you know the black guy in Lighthouse Family?
Yeah, definitely.
Ambassador's stepson.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his mom was one of Ambassador's wives.
Damn, I didn't know that. Are you sure this is a rumor?
100% sure.
This one I have seen 100%. Did you leave?
I got leaks.
From who?
Don't worry. Mickey dead here now. I got leaks.
Bro, wait. He said don't worry, Mickey dead here. Mickey gave you.
Not Mickey, Wiki. I even checked Wiki to confirm. I checked Wikipedia to confirm.
Oh,
when they told me, I checked again.
Wikipedia.
But those three songs, jokes apart, lovely.
Yeah,
for
nice
me, step. I would say, what's up, my G? Great guy. And maybe Introduction.
Aha.
Maybe Introduction.
Sorry. Are you going for Ashake's concert?
Yeah, I'm going, man.
Yeah, buy my ticket to Ashake's concert and I'll come to London.
Really?
For real.
Alright, say less. I'll see what.
No, but man, I don't want to stand on the.
I'm standing though. You gotta stand.
Nigga, I can't stand.
You gotta stand. You gotta stand. You can't be sitting down for Ashake. You cannot. The first concert you did, there were no seats.
I cannot breathe. Why can't I sit down?
You can't, bro. It's not the concert you sit down for.
I don't want to stand with the masses, bro.
You got to. That's where the vibes is. That's where you're going to feel the energy. That's where you're going to feel.
Nigga, what? I don't be stand with Bami. That's where shit goes, man.
That's where shit goes. Well, we'll see what we can do. It's popping.
Now they pour water on top.
Nah, not that front. You know, go do that front. That's too forward. That's for the eager guys. Yo, you know, go do that front, man.
I cannot breathe. Nah, they pour water on top.
That's Wheezy. That's what Wheezy does.
You people go for concert and come out wet.
You don't go to the front too much. You stay near that middle side. Then you can see properly. You can just the overview. You understand? For Shaquille, other people, you can sit down. Like Burna Boy, I was sitting down for that one. Stuff like that, you sit down. But Shaquille, I stand, you know.
Okay.
We move on.
Yep.
Let's hit you with Ashake's boss.
Olamide Bado.
He dropped an album called Unruly. Now, it's always time with Olamide's album names that I feel bro has like a list of random words that he probably has been saying throughout the year.
I can explain though.
Okay. Explain to me.
So one thing I've noticed though, if you're a big Olamide fan, you're gonna realize he loves mafia themes. And that was where the whole Carpe Diem came from. It's an Italian slogan or word.
Oh,
or
Carpe Diem.
Yeah.
We know that one. Yeah.
So UI Scotty also, all those stuff. So he has this whole mafia thing going on.
Mm.
You know? Bad boy kind of thing. So, and one of the things you need to understand about Olamide, he loves to do things that no one has ever done.
Mm.
And I think he tries to do things way ahead of his time, but is that a great thing? That's going to be another conversation for another day. Because it flies by, because I always think about something. There are a lot of things the guy has done that a lot of people have never prayed. We're not talking about his giving. Like, there are a lot of things. Like, for instance, now in what's the name of that song he had with Bad Boy Tims again? Loading.
That video.
The video. Yeah. He did the whole VR thing.
That's one of one in Africa.
Yeah, that's way too ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Way too ahead.
And he's ready for that.
Yeah, exactly. By the time people start doing that VR video, will his name be mentioned?
Hopefully. I think he's plugged in. He's plugged in. One of those guys that he's plugged in, he does stuff. And if you catch it, you don't catch it.
Right.
Like, he knows what he's done. It's like, yeah, that's what's going to come into town now.
Right.
If you don't get it now, later on, you'll see it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, this whole discussion is what makes the album, the newest album, more really. It's like, it's not following by the rules.
My dear.
You see where I came through?
Yeah.
You see where I came through?
Yeah. I heard that shit. Shout out to Manny for giving us that piece of info. Lovely stuff.
This stupid lovely stuff. They're not shot.
Well, I mean, he dropped a 15 track album. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 features. Bad guys. It's not just
Definitely regular bad guys, man.
He had Rema on there, he had Fireboy on there, he had Ashake on there, he had Buju PNXN on there, and he had CK.
You know who I think is missing?
Who's missing?
In that Ginger song, I was thinking YC should be on that song.
Yeah. Yeah. But YC is not that guy anymore.
We should just drop a verse, just curse now.
Just cause. Chinkwe Kutuka, drop it a verse, just cause. You want me to be dropping verse?
I love fucking Chinkwe Kutuka, but I see, anytime I hear that song, I feel that that's fucking YC's vibe. That's a YC type of.
That's. Go on.
YC would have murdered the heck out of that shit.
Oh yeah, speaking of Ginger, the sample on that song was actually Beethoven.
What do you mean Beethoven? Beethoven. Like Beethoven, Beethoven?
Yeah.
No, but then again, I mean, there's people are just saying a lot, but there's a song he sang. I don't know if it was in UI Scotty. He had that same entrance also.
That one sounded, you know, Nas, I Know I Can, use the same sample as well.
Olamide has a song that had that ginger. Yes, he's in Carpe Diem. He's in Carpe Diem. He's I don't know if it's At Your Service. Hold on, let me try to find out real quick. I think it's At Your Service. Let me see.
At Your Service. Let's give that a listen to now.
No, it's not At Your Service. Let me see. No, it's not another level.
Do better.
Was it Eru? Wait, hold on. I'll get it now.
Green lights. Spend your money, blow the money, spend money,
yeah. How's it doing? Yeah, I think it's Shilalo.
It sounds like it's not.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But it sounds
It's similar. It's similar with Fino.
Yeah.
If you know, funnily enough, Carpe Diem seems like that was his last album, but it wasn't.
No, there's UI Scotty.
That's what I'm saying. Like Carpe Diem seems so recent, but it wasn't. That was 2020. Crazy shit.
Yeah, but Carpe Diem was a dope ass album, but I didn't like UI Scotty though.
It was different.
I don't like it.
It was different. It was different. But back on Unruly, couple of these songs brought me back to nostalgic times, I must say. Songs like Problem. I was like, this is something Olamide would have sang during these Omotosho days. I was like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Should I bust your head?
Bust it.
If I tell you I've not listened to this album properly, what would you say?
Properly? What do you mean by properly?
Bro, I've literally only heard like probably like max of I've heard Trumpet, I've heard Come Alive, She Baby. And funny enough, I heard them today. I heard them just on my way to work.
How did you find them? Because She
Baby, this song I went to straight up when it dropped was that Ginger song. And obviously 100%. And I've heard Trumpet prior. And New Religion, obviously. But everything else, I had like Shibebe, Mukulu today. Come Alive today.
Mukulu. What's the meaning of that Mukulu? Because Skills had a song called Mukulu as well.
I don't fucking know, man. That's not.
Because bare people have been saying Mukulu, Mukulu for ages.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, though, to be honest with you. My Yoruba is not that deep. What do you think about this album, though?
I'll give it a solid 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 or 6. I'll give it a 6. 5. It will allow me deep for 5. Yeah, I'll give it a 6. Oh, God. Damn, bro. But you know what's so crazy? I believe that I'll give it a chance that it's going to still enter our body later on. I'll give it a chance, but... This is one of the first times Olamide is doing a big like album. What are we gonna call it? Is it something like advertising and all of that kind of shit? And just for the album to just be average. Yeah, the album was really average though, to be honest.
Do you think you should focus more on
executive shit?
Yeah. Or you think he's focusing more on executive? That's why the album came out the way it did.
to be honest, I would say Olamide, Wiz, Davido, and who's the other person? Tiwa Savage, and who else again is there again?
Burner.
Okay, no, Burner is different. We'll take Burner out of that.
Alright.
Burner is a top boy. I would say Olamide, Davido, Tiwa, most especially Olamide. I'm a biggest Olamide fan though. I'd say they've done their work already. They've done too much, and I think the sound has changed. They are trying, no doubt. They can be releasing singles here and here, here and there, and all of that kind of stuff. But album, I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about that. Davido is still even trying. I think Tiwa Savage is also still trying.
Is it gonna be the best?
Yeah, but I think Olamide is really, it could, God, I feel it could have done more better.
That's understandable.
Yeah,
that's just, as fans, that's what we expect and deserve. It's all
right. Right.
So good, so good. Moving on, moving on. We got one of the hottest acts in Nigeria right now. He just shut down the show.
Who's that?
Yesterday.
Oh, Shally Boy.
No, no, not Shally Boy, man. Not Shally Boy. He Shally Boy. Shally Boy. This guy bought out Shally Boy.
What do you mean this guy brought out Shally Boy? Oh, you're talking about Sheyi Vibes.
Yeah, bro. Because Sheyi Vibes has a lot of mixed feelings among music lovers in Nigeria. One half is saying this guy's crap, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, I don't get his lyrics, this that. Another half is saying this guy is the latest, he's doing everything, his lyrics are on point. I want to know where you stand, Mandy.
I stand in between because I would say this, and my thing is, if Sheyi Vibes is paying people on Twitter to be comparing him with Asake every fucking time, then I'll say he's stupid as fuck though. But because that's why my love or the admiration I had for him just came down. Because like, bro, every single day, someone random stupid person on that, what's the app called? It's no longer called Twitter.
It's called
on that X app, will just say Sheyi Vibes is better than Asake just to piss people off. And that, I'm a big Asake fan, and that's like affected me. So
that said, affected me,
bro. He has affected me because nonsense. Bro, like, do you understand? Yeah, like, in funny. What way do we compare these niggas? But that's another story for another day. There are so many things. I think I liked Asake prior. I liked Sheyi Vibes prior. I heard some of his songs. I thought it was cool. I thought it was all right. But that comparison is just a fucking stretch, and I wasn't feeling it, and I didn't feel the guy anymore. But then again, I found out the boy is just 23 years old or 24 years old.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
A very young guy. So I would say it's very understandable. Then I heard a podcast where, shout out to them, Alake, what their names are. They had this No Zero Condition podcast, and someone there mentioned and said that Sheyi Vibes is riding on the wave of Asake. The only reason why he has been relevant or he has been getting notoriety is because of Asake. Because of that same comparison, so it has done him good, and it has also done him bad. So that's how I feel about him. What about you?
To be honest, I've tried to listen to him. Yeah. I like one of his songs, Bank of
America.
I feel that's a very dope song, but for me personally, there's too much music coming out from him. So
bro,
I can't even settle down and say, okay, let me jam this one and see how I feel about it. Before I know it, another one has dropped, bang. It's like, what's going on here? Like, in terms of his lyrics and delivery, it's not something that I will get want. You get what I'm saying? I see people listening right. for you and vibing to you, but for me, it's like, it's not grabbing me. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And at the point, like you said, Charlie Poppin. Charlie Poppin's songs or lyrics grab me because I know what he's saying. I can key into it ASAP. I already know.
Oh, okay. I bet you can't key into that guy. So, what do you think?
Charlie Poppin.
Yeah, what do you think he talks about?
I don't need to know what he talks about, but it's a vibe.
Yeah.
I can sing on beats with it. I can, you get what I'm saying? When right. it comes to Shay vibes, I can't go on beats with him. I can't go bar for bar with him. Maybe right. it's just me. But if I was in the crowd and singing Shay vibes song, everybody's off key. Wallahi, everybody's off key. Bad. No one's on key with him. It may be a good thing, it may be a bad thing, but no one's on key with him. You get what I'm saying? Even bad. At the show, when he was like putting the microphone to people, and I was like, bro, you know the kind of lyrics, you know the kind of lyrics.
Wait, were you there?
Huh?
Were you there?
I saw it on what you call it, on Twitter.
Yeah, bro. You know one of the things I noticed on that about the videos I watched was, did that guy rehearse before performing?
He didn't. He didn't rehearse shit. He didn't rehearse shit.
Nigerian artists need to do better, bro.
It's way better. He didn't rehearse. Not in rehearse. Who is he rehearsing with? He didn't have a live band. He didn't have nothing. He was just playing the song, and he was singing after. He was just happy to be there.
Right, I swear. Exactly. He was just super happy. But this is the thing now. This is what we're talking about. Like, bro, I think Nigerian music has reached the stage that if you're going to take it to a whole different level, or you're going to try to take it to a whole different country, regardless of what genre of music you're doing, I feel you need to come prepared. And I also feel you need to, what's it called? You need to show up and show out. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't feeling overwhelmed that, oh, is it me that I'm here? Bro, the door has been opened. The door has been kicked down. London is fucking another fucking state in Nigeria right now. So, the way you call it, London is another fucking state in Nigeria right now. So, it's not like it's a big deal. If you're coming to America and now we're saying, okay, now you're going international. But London, everyone has been to London, every fucking damn person.
Yeah, but the thing is, they put more effort in London shows.
I knew you were going to say that.
Regardless. When they're coming to London, look at the Asake on the rehearse now, because he knows that we're the strongest critics, bro. Why didn't he bring out goats? Why didn't he bring out goats for us? Is he mad? He's good. He was bringing goats out for you guys. He knows you guys will take it. Is he mad? To come to us and bring out, is he crazy? They know they have to be at their best when they come to us. Are they crazy?
I cannot lie.
Yeah, he was giving you guys good. You guys, I remember that DMW show. People had guns. Guy, come on, man. I was messy.
Hey, it's not our fault that.
I was messy.
It's not our fault that America is the big state. And you have to. Goods. Yeah, bro. If you need to, bro, let me tell you, the thing about Yankees, only a very handful of people can penetrate Yankee. Even Wiz himself, Big Wiz.
Yeah, it was hard for him.
It is still hard for Big Wiz to still pull up, bro. That's why he had to postpone his concert, though. Like the whole Yankee tour.
Guys, you guys need to start showing love, man. Start showing love.
We show love. It's just that we're not as organized as you guys.
You guys show love, man.
I mean, it's a big stage, though. But back to what I was saying, it's like, bro, I think, on a serious note, I was just joking about the whole London thing, though. But on a serious note, I feel like when you guys are coming on to a bigger stage, this is what makes your artistry. This is what makes you a better artist and separates you from just a regular artist. It's like, bro, that's one thing we can all like relate with Burna.
Yeah.
I was telling my guys this. Burna doesn't make hit songs like that. You understand what I'm saying? But one thing is, he makes good music and he performs it beautifully well.
Well.
Yeah, so that's what I'll say about these guys, bro.
Oh, so the last thing this guy dropped was Thy Kingdom Come, right. Which is different from Vibe Till Thy Kingdom Come. Please, let's not get it. Let's not get it mixed up. They're two different. Right. They're two different projects. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
two different projects, man. So
that was the one that has Man of the Year in it. So,
right.
Yeah, that's the one that has Man of the Year in it. He has a song called Hush Puppy on there.
And he has two features, Fino and Amifaku.
I haven't listened to this. I'm not gonna.
I've not listened to this either.
I'm not gonna tell you I've listened to it. I've not listened to it. But I'm happy he has his niche of fans.
Right.
And that's good, especially for an upcoming artist. You know your people know you.
Facts.
That's good, man. So, Shavers, keep doing what you're doing. There's no hits.
No way.
Obviously. For a Manny's case, it's when they compare you to Ashake now, it's in the pain now. But
that's when the hate is there. Yeah. That's when the hate is there. Yeah.
But was it you? Someone on Twitter said, oh, Ashake should bring out Shay vibes.
Oh, I was the one that said it.
Yeah, that cannot happen. That's not happening, bro.
No, you know what I said? That was just to, like, shut people up. Like, that comparison should just end there. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like this Ashake's concert that is coming out.
Yeah.
I know you want to do it alone, but then again, he needs to bring out some shockers. He needs to bring out people, bro. You need to bring out people. And I think one of the shockers he needs to bring out is just Shay vibes. Oh. And that whole conversation is going to end there. You
know there and then. We'll see. Because Shay vibes obviously in London right now.
Right.
And as I guess performing next week, so probably would have been like, oh boy, may I? You understand?
Exactly.
I understand that kind of thing, but it depends. We'll see what's popping. Right.
Most definitely.
Moving on. We've got a lot to go through. I'm gonna try and speed things up. You know what it is.
Yeah, facts.
I'm gonna be dropping artists and their albums right now. And you guys should take a listen to it. So we got Sute Iwa, who's Tay's elder brother, I think he's older than Tay.
Really? I thought he was younger.
I think he's older than Tay. He looks older.
I don't really listen to...
He dropped an album called Ultra Light. I've heard a few songs from the album. Decent quality. Well, I'm not. I lied. It can't be Ultra Light.
It is. What are you talking about?
Ultra Light came out in April. Is that the one?
Yeah, this is the April one, yeah.
Damn, yeah, it's Ultra Light then. It's Ultra Light. Good songs on there.
I'm not ready.
You know what I mean?
Very Altair album.
We've got someone that we've been talking about.
Charlie Poppy.
Yeah.
Lutomina.
Charlie Poppy, he dropped an EP called Planet Pluto.
You know Charlie Poppy and Shay vibes are in the same record label, right?
What, Dapper Music?
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Charlie Poppy, six songs on this EP. In a recent interview, he said all of his songs are freestyles.
Like, bro, duh.
Sounds like it.
No.
Sounds like it.
you know what that nigga said that was really crazy? That nigga said he doesn't smoke.
Yeah. You saw that interview. I was like, bro.
Bro, like, nigga, are you mad?
His album art.
Literally smoking.
Like, what's he talking about?
Nigga, what?
Like, bro, like, good kudos to him, though. His music is popping. Just like his name. His music is popping, man. So keep doing you, bro. Keep doing you.
Facts.
Another one, we got Mobad.
Mobaddy.
Mobaddy, Billet General. Although they don't fight, too, but
Billet General.
Blessed. Dropped an album called Blessed. 8 songs.
Neat.
1 feature. No, 2 features. Latan and Bella Smurder.
Bella Smurder.
That Bella Smurder feature was indeed needed, because Bella was one of the only people that was per se backing him during that little shenanigan with Naira Marley,
right?
That time. But I think Mobad is one of those artists that I won't say every now and then, but he has good songs.
Yeah,
he has good songs, and this album was. I won't say I was surprised, but you know, when you're just happy that someone is maintaining that consistency.
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah. I see what you're saying. Because I was kind of scared for him that after that, well,
exactly.
Was
not going to be anything.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So eight songs, you guys check that out. Then we got B O J Budge.
Budge.
Now. He dropped Baghdad Express Volume 2. Yeah. I'm even at Deluxe. Oh, no. He got a Deluxe where he put both of the albums together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That came out in July, but we've spoken about the first one. So he's speaking about the second one.
Right. I mean, I've never heard it.
I've heard the second one.
You've heard it?
Yeah. Second one's the. Foreigner, yeah. I only has that many plays, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, Foreigner is a solid song, and the one with Knox and T, it's also cool. I'm surprised he did a volume two. I wasn't expecting the volume two.
I wasn't expecting that too. I was expecting him to like promote that first,
yeah.
Bro, you still have like dope ass songs, Money, and you have songs like. Oh, what's the name of that song that he sang with this girl? In a Loop. That's a
bro. I don't know. And if you wanted to do that, you could have just dropped both of them together.
Right.
But I mean, he knows what he's doing, or he thinks he knows.
We'll give him that benefit of doubt.
We'll give him that benefit of the doubt, man. Baghdad Express, you guys check that out. Moving on, we got AQ. Now. I'm gonna keep it frank. I don't listen to AQ. He's one of those.
I don't listen to AQ either, bro.
I've tried. I'm just like, bro, you're a rapper, I understand, but it's one of those things, isn't it? It's one of those things.
But you know what's so crazy, right? You hear some like people, because I've been seeing some tweets, and some people swear down. Never some people, even people in the music industry.
Facts.
Like Zero Conditional Podcast again. They love AQ.
They love it. I don't know. I think people that like AQ want to be different because, like, when it comes to Niger rap, personally for me, I don't go out of my way to look for rappers that don't sound Nigerian. You know what I'm saying? AQ, when I listen to some of his songs, it's like, are you Nige or what? Like,
right.
I'm listening to Nigerian rap for me to hear Nigerian rap. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, even some of his bars, I'm thinking, bro, like, this ain't. I don't want to get at him too much, but he dropped an album, Guns Engineering 2. I don't even know when one came out, bro. Also, for two to come out, like, bro, like.
One came out in 2020, bro.
2020, all right. I hope whoever likes him. Oh, he's not even on the chalk anymore. He's not on the chalk.
Nah, he's on the pennant now, I think.
He told you he's independent, I mean.
Ah, so where did you go to? Hustle Inc. It's independent now.
Independent? Hustle Inc. Entertainment.
Is it here that now was also in that? What the fuck are you this guy? Yes, no, he's independent now.
I don't know. But yeah, you guys check out God's Engineering too, innit? Mm-hmm. Next up, we got Psycho YP, ABJ's finest. One of ABJ's top dogs. He dropped us Sapa London.
Yeah.
8 tracks with all your ABJ guys, mixed with some Alte guys. That's Odumodu on there. That's AJ Butter Hustlers on there. Quick.
You know, speaking about like rappers that sound, that don't even sound white, Psycho YP is that one guy.
Yeah, he's a trapper, yeah.
I don't know, that's the fucking accent, bro.
I mean, you know ABJ niggas, you know them now.
Why does Odumodu not have an accent?
No, Odumodu is a real guy. He's real. He smelt stuff that if you know, you know, isn't it? if you know, honestly speaking, Oduwodu is very relatable. Even when he raps, he's relatable. Right. It's like, yeah, this guy can see him on road, like, yo, but I don't know what YP was going with the way he talks on his songs, or the way he sounds on his songs. I don't know his upbringing. All I do know is that he did his uni in the UK. He did it in Manchester, yeah.
So that's why he has an accent, though.
Yeah, but he's stylistically, he sounds is more
American.
I'm saying. So I don't think he got any that much. What's the word I'm looking for?
Influence
from the UK like that. But then again, you never know. You never know. But 8 songs. I was expecting Ashanti, to be honest.
Why?
Because Apex Village, there's the guys now. I was expecting them to be on this, but that Ice Prince feature caught me by surprise.
Mm.
It caught me by surprise, not gonna lie. But yeah, all around okay. Especially with the hype that went behind it, because he's promoting it for a while.
Right.
And I expected it to blow up a bit more, but you know how our industry is, man. Moving on, we got Crayon, Trenches to Triumph, right?
Right.
Trench to Triumph. 13 songs. He has Victoria on there, Kitizo on there, Iron Star, Oxlade, Magix.
Yaba Buluku boys. Yaba Buluku. Oxlade is there also.
Oxlade is on there as well. Maven stand up.
Maven sit down, bro.
Maven stand up.
They have a new artist called Big Baby or something.
Teddy something. It's Teddy sign. It's Teddy. You see that? Her artist name is bad. She needs to change that name, honestly.
It's too late, bro.
But honestly, she needs to change that name, because that's what made me not take her seriously. And then when I listened to her freestyle, I was like, okay, let's sign in there. It reminded me of Sasha P and Word MC mixed together. Mm.
Damn, that's a big combo right there. That's a big weird combo right there.
Yeah, man. But her name is... I need to confirm her name, because... it's going to be bugging me now.
Guys.
Chill. Get her name now. Because it's pissing me off. Nah.
I saw it today. I saw it earlier today, to be honest. Big Teddy or Teddy B.
Life-size Teddy.
Okay, life-size Teddy. All I can say is that she's cute.
Life-size Teddy, that's a... but yeah,
just cute though.
Okay, moving on.
What do you mean she's cute though?
I said like, okay, innit? Like,
I don't like the way you said okay, bro.
What do you mean? Do I say she's cute? Like,
I'm like, yeah, maybe yeah, well. I see why she's called life size Teddy though,
because she's like a teddy bear.
She seems short as fuck, too.
But, bro, you know, when I saw her name, first person I remembered
was who?
Was Timmy Dolphins. I was like,
nah. I see what you're saying, bro.
I was like, I
see what you're saying.
Before her time.
She looks like this girl. When the minute I saw her, she reminded me of Bloody Civilian. You know who Bloody Civilian is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're looking like
it. I don't even know what this video looks like, to be honest.
Are you serious?
I've just listened to her songs. I don't know how she looks.
Bloody Civilian looks like a little bit of our star, a mixture of our star and Tame.
Okay. Is Bloody Civilian one of them trust fund babies as well?
I don't fucking know, my guy. I mean, I'll say yes now, but she's using it well. She makes good music, bro.
Cool. Moving on, we got Checkmate.
Checking is mate, though.
Checkmate. He has an EP.
Superboy Check, by the way.
6 songs. He has Fireboy on there and he's got Crayon. Him and Fireboy go way back, bro.
Yeah, him, Fireboy, Ashake.
They go way back, man. They've been hustling.
And Black Bones, they're all together.
Lovely stuff. 6 songs. You guys go check that out. Penthouse.
Oh, yeah, he's still signed on the Penthouse. Bro.
Yep. He's just following the procedure.
It's an EP, actually.
EP. Very different type of artist, I must say. There's a lot of unique artists coming up in Nigeria, which I like.
Yeah, there's freedom of expression.
Exactly, man. That's what we need. That's what we need. Next, you got AG, baby. Who's your daddy? Adekunle Gold. The person that... You know what's funny? Anytime I see this guy...
You remember me, Ari?
Not really. No, because he's related to... He's related to Jide Kusoko, but anytime I'm talking with my dad about this guy, my dad always says that this guy is lying about his age. I don't know why.
Why?
Always like, this guy is older than what he says he is.
How old is Adekunle Gold?
I think he's like 36 or 37.
So you think Adekunle Gold is 40?
My dad thinks he's well into 40. He thinks like he's touching his age mates with them, the bands and them, and they are said, why do you think that?
Nah, I don't think so.
My dad was like, it's because he suffered a lot. That's why he looks like... I said, all right, say less. Say less.
Nah.
But yeah.
Nah. I don't think so. I think he's still a very young chap. I think he's still in his 30s, definitely. 40s is a far stretch now, come on.
That's what I'm saying. 18 songs. He had an array of features. This is an international album. Pharrell
is on the album?
Yeah, Pharrell's on the album. I don't know how much he paid Pharrell, but Pharrell's there. Now Rogers is there. Khalid is there.
Damn, on this album?
Yes, Coco Jones is there.
Damn.
Simi is there, his wife. Got Odumodu Black, Zinoleski. And he's got Habib, Kote, and Amifaku. That Amifaku was on this guy. We just spoke about him. Shea Vibes. I think she was on Shea Vibes album. One of Shea Vibes. Yeah, she was on Shea Vibes, that Kingdom Come. Yeah. Is she South African? I don't know where she's from. But yeah, AG Baby dropped 18 tracks for us. Have you listened to the album, Manny?
I don't know. Did you say I'm surprised that you mentioned all these people?
Yeah, bro. It's an international album. I feel...
So you said you think... What were you thinking about?
AG Baby, he didn't hit what I expected him to hit.
What do you mean? What were you expecting him to hit?
I just thought that, boy, I don't know. I never, after a certain period of time, when he changed into this Afro fusion type of artist, Afro high life, when he started calling himself AG, to be honest, I was like, okay. But then he just started slanting off, like, and obviously I know he's making a lot more money than he was back then,
right,
where he was singing, but at the same time I feel there shouldn't have been that many international features on this boy. I feel they just, God knows how much he paid for. Okay, he signed on to Def Jam, so maybe that was all in the budget, but there were some songs, I don't know, like that one with Pharrell, Falling Up. Maybe he wants it to be on FIFA. That's like a FIFA song, honestly speaking. Some of these songs.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, I don't know what Nigerian artists are going after nowadays.
I don't know.
Which is crazy because I'll say, yes, you're getting the money now. You're getting the advance, obviously, now. But like I always say, 5 years from now, when it's time to pay up, are you going to get that money to be able to pay up again? Are you going to get stuck up in your contract and now you can't release no music because they're not gaining anything from you?
I mean, he's doing shows. Shows, so we'll see. Okay. We'll see. He's doing shows, so we'll see.
Because I don't know how much the budget is. Well, I can't speak. So let us say they are giving him $1 million right now. Is he doing shows that are worth $1 million though?
I think only AG can answer that, but I don't think. I mean,
you get what I'm saying? So, because like, at the end of the day,
well, I think it's something artists need to remember as well.
Well, I hope you guys don't get stuck up in your contract that you guys are signing, Sha. Because Yankee know they forgive.
Def Jam Records know they forgive.
Then you go, your career go end.
So one day in the studio with Pharrell talking about how you want to get from head to head, before you know it,
Pharrell ain't picking no calls no more, bro.
I ain't picking you up, man. Before you know it, you're on alternative music podcast talking about those times with Pharrell. Nah, dope guy, when I dope producer, yeah, that's how it is, man.
Facts, you'll be on podcast, moving from podcast to podcast to stay relevant.
Facts, we did here for you, Sha.
Most definitely, but shout out to him, though.
No shade at AG, of course. We got Bad Boy teams.
No Bad Boy, no Party.
Yeah, that's the name of the album. The 11 songs, features from Zlatan, Olamide, Bado, and BNXN, Buju, and one more from Shenshi from Jamaica.
I said, so that's who she is?
Yeah, the light skin from Jamaica. I don't know how he got that feature, but you know, I think since Naira Marley got Jay the Kingdom that time, I was like, yeah, there must be a lot of inter-Caribbean African type of music. Well, Bad Boy teams keep doing you, man. Up and coming. I think nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, back then, up and coming as an artist used to last for like a year.
Right.
You do up and coming for a year, you get nominated for Rated, and after that, you blow. You understand?
They are calling Bad Boy Teams an up and coming.
What is he, established?
I'll say he's a recording artist.
He ain't doing shows like that.
but the guy, wasn't he the one that made Fireboy's concert fire?
Who told you that?
That's what I saw on YouTube, though.
Naji. Like, he came out, he performed, but mic skills, control of the mic, he was hyped up. I think it was the first time seeing the crowd like this. He was hyped up, man. I don't blame him, but he has the potential. That's what I'm saying, he has the potential. So everybody has the potential, just gotta use it, man. But big up you Bad Boy teams, man. Next up, we got
what do we have?
Rexy, big time.
Bro, Rexy, Aniku, we Rexy.
This came out in March. I don't know why you said we should chat about this. This came out in March, bro.
Bro, we didn't talk about it the last time. Have we talked about it? I think we have.
Damn.
Yeah, we did, though. I think we've talked about this album before. Let's keep it though. But shout out to Rexy at the same time.
Shout out to you, Rexy, man. Shout out to you. Different type of producer, if you know.
Right.
Funny enough, his tag, Rexy, is it Rexy on the beats? Rexy on the beats.
There's not really no fucking Rexy on the
beats. His tag, anyway, the first time I heard his tag was on, was that Abel God? I was thinking,
yes, now.
Did he just say Morax? I was thinking,
Morax on the beat.
I was like, yo, who do I need to call to get my royalties from, man? Like, I said, who is this guy?
I think it was Morax on that set, huh? Since when? Well, no, big up you, man. Big up you. That year, he was the guy to go to, man. If Renzi wasn't producing for you, someone would go bang that year.
Was it last year?
That was 2018-2019.
Moving on from there.
Yeah, he had a few hits. We got King Perry now. Continental playlist.
Continental.
Beginning of the year that we didn't touch on.
Shout out to King Perry.
He's got a Tekin La remix on this. I swear that's one of the cool song.
What's happening with King Perry here? And maybe he freestyled on it now.
Maybe. Or maybe he produced the song itself and I was like, yes, just anyway. Shout out to you, man. It's 7 songs, you guys go check that out.
Yep.
Moving on, we got I'm gonna save these two to last because we.
Shanti,
we're gonna save them to last because. Let's go on to LAX.
Bad boy, man, like LAX. Before we even talk about LAX, bro, LAX girlfriend.
I knew you're gonna say that. You're so predictable, bro.
Shanti is a baddie. Shanti is a boo thing. My girl thick in the right places, bro. I had to follow her on IG, like, Shirley, what the fuck, bro?
She's looking like his bodyguard, bro.
I don't give a fuck, bro. She better come be my bodyguard too, bro.
He dropped No Bad Vibes on his record label, Azaki Music.
Why don't you want to talk about LX's girlfriend?
Because we talk about the artist.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Is she an artist?
She's appearing in the videos now.
Say less, bro.
Bro, Shawty 5'10 though.
Yeah, bro. And he's like what, 5'8, 5'7?
Damn.
And 5'10, 5'11 on girls look extra tall because they're mostly legs. When a girl is tall, it's mostly her legs, and then the body will be, but God knows where LAX found her, bro.
She's from London, obviously.
Oh yeah, he did uni here anyway.
She's looking like a London girl out here.
So you think she's based in Nice now for him, or she shot us?
Well, whichever one that is helping her career.
her man has potential. Her man has links.
Yeah, he does though.
Yeah, links. People tend to forget this guy was rubbing shoulders with Wizkid when he first started though. So it's not
aside from that, didn't you hear that like paid Wizkid to sign him?
Yeah, he's LAX is minted now. That's why he has his own record label. He's not
Asaki.
I'm trying to find a way for he's like, I like music and I want to do music and I got the piece for it. He's like let me not insult him. That's kind of harsh if I say that.
What do you want to say?
I want to say it's like Davido 2.0.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What? Is that harsh?
Nah, that's not harsh.
Yeah, Davido 2.0. He's got Black Sheriff on this album. Ronnie Flex, Ira Star. Ira Star is about, man. She's been about. In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. Conscience and... Quest Who. That Quest Who, I haven't seen her name since SoundCloud days, bro.
Guy, you know a lot of people on SoundCloud though.
Oh, SoundCloud days. Damn. Wait,
Marax, quick question. How tall are you?
I'm 5'10, 5'11.
Damn. So you and this girl, you're on the same level.
Bro, and she's gonna look obviously she's gonna look taller than me. Cause girls.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's tall, man. She's tall. That's what I'm saying. In that picture next to LAX in the mirror, like LAX was looking like a midget. I was like, what's this? That's what drew me to the picture. I said, wait. It's high.
Shout out to We Short Kings, bro.
Yo, shout out to you guys, bro. you, Weezy,
LA. Wait, quick question. I have a question. Are you stupid? How you put me in Whiskey's category? Are you mad?
He said short. He said
Whiskey's category is different. That's an entire.
That's Big Whiz
on his own, bro.
Big Whiz.
But you know, we've been pulling the baddest girls still on stage.
This kid no sense.
Small body, small body, big mansion.
Ah, now so in the end now. Shout out to you guys. Next up, it goes Latan. I'm a logo.
I'm a logo. Somebody made a tweet and said, "Oh, he's surprised that Latan is outshining that longevity wise. Is outshining our Mali. Would you agree?
I don't say you should be surprised. Latan is an artist that can gel with anybody.
Right.
He can gel with anybody. He's one of those guys, he's versatile, man. If you want to sing, you'll sing. If you want ad libs, he'll give you ad libs.
Facts.
Bro, if you want straight rap bars, he'll give you that. You know what I'm saying? So people don't, you don't get it twisted, though. People thought it was just for that. What was that era?
Zanku?
Zanku, nah, bro. There's layers to Zlatan, though.
There's layers, I agree. And the EP is actually really dope. He has Shay Vibes, Young John, and
Hasta La Vista, nice to meet you.
Let There Be Light is actually a very dope ass song. I actually really love that song, to be honest. The Oganigwe with Todumudu is a dope ass song also. Jabot, but this is a fucking dope ass. This is a 10.
This is calm, bro. This is vibes, bro.
This is dope ass.
It's good music.
EP.
And he's also got his own record label, Zanku Records. So.
Yeah, he got some couple of sweet guys out there also that are really, really good.
He's doing his thing. I think he's self-sustained. Yeah, he's one of those guys, does what he wants, does what he's feeling.
Right.
I don't think he's got any record label pass or requirements. He seems like a guy that just does, he features who wants to feature and gels with whoever wants to gel with.
Facts.
So, shout out to you, Zlatan. Keep running that flag, man. Keep doing you. Even on Elon Musk remix, bro. That's.
Yeah, that was a dope. His part was dope.
He killed it. He killed it, man. Also elevating Charlie Poppin, bro. He's doing. People like Zlatan are needed in the industry, man.
Facts.
And needed, man. A penultimate inside. Pretty Inside. Yeah, Pretty Inside EP. J Wills, Pretty Inside.
Oh, J Wills. Shout out to J Wills. Yeah.
J Wills, Pretty Inside. No features, nice EP. I say nice like I've listened to it.
You've not listened to the EP?
I haven't listened to the EP yet, man. What do you think?
Damn. I've not listened to it either.
Shout out to you, Jerus.
But Jerus makes, for people listening, he makes good music. Yeah. So I would say you guys should definitely listen, because I'll listen. As I'm saying, songs like Good Life, Oceans, Colors, that's giving very smooth type of wave, you know. If you got your headphones plugged on, it's reminding me of Odunsi, you know.
I hear what you're saying, yeah. Because J Wills is the way he killed Jayla, he was on Olamide
Jayla. Yes, now,
yeah. That voice, that I was like, damn, guy. Yeah, get out. So shout out to you, J Wills. Keep doing you. Now, lastly, we've got two artists that
you don't want to talk about.
I didn't really want to talk about them because they were in an era where it was a good era. But looking back, I don't think they should be where they should be right now, man. Like, there's a lot of memories with these two artists. So I'm gonna start with Yaya first. So Yaya, he dropped an album called Love and Trust. Now before this EP dropped, there was a bit of passa with Yaya online. Okay.
With a girl?
Yeah. There was a bit of passa. Right. I don't know if it was to promote the album or
definitely to promote the album, but I thought I'm thinking That's one of the dumbest shit you could have ever done.
Very, very silly. Very silly.
Then again, you not tried again with the Yvonne Nelson wall bullshit again.
Like bro, that's secondary school days, bro.
Bro, like that's fucking tacky.
That's, you don't do things like that. Like if you know you're still an artist, focus on the music, bro. You're not upcoming, you're not just getting into the industry. You've done all of that. You've done all of that, bro. Just focus on the music. I wasn't happy with that. So I was like, yo, what's this guy on? Like, come on. Like, I don't want to be hearing about your name with that. I want to be hearing like tracks, songs. Anyway, 6 songs in this EP. He has Joe Boy and BNXN on it. Have you listened to it, Manny?
Nope.
Cool.
That silence was golden. Is that cool? Like, nigga, why do you make me talk about this album?
Moving on.
No, you moving on.
We got, last but not least, Shantizu.
Shantizu again.
Surely.
Again. Cool. La, 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 la. I was just going to say something, right?
Go on.
For me, give me 2 Nigerian artists.
Yeah.
Aside from Burner.
Mm.
Musically, like, we're going to see people to sit down and we're going to play their music.
Yeah.
That can stand in terms of good music. I'm not saying music that was a hit or anything.
Yeah.
That can stand next to Shantizu and Iyanya. Lyrics, lyrically.
Then,
good music and lyrically. I'm talking about now also.
Shantizu and Iyanya. That can stand next to them.
I was waiting for you to finish before I said each thing. I'm saying, give me 2 artists now.
Now,
lyrically, we're not talking about hit songs now. We're going to tell people, okay, see, you guys, their catalog, and we'll see which one you enjoyed more.
Okay.
Then they can do that, Shantizu and Iyanya, right now, bro. Let me tell you something. I would say my shit. Yeah, I might be saying shit, but this is me. This is my point of view. I stumbled on Iyanya's EP Signature, and since then I've been following his musical journey, sort of. Bro, Shantizu has been dropping some singles, about 5 to 7 singles since like 20 during that COVID period.
Yeah,
and bro, these guys have good catalogs, that the music are not even out there like that at all. If you know, you know. I'm saying give me 2. Everywhere is silent, no one is saying anything.
If you know, you know. Understood. But you can't leave the industry like that and expect people to still be looking out for you. That's the mistake you made, bro.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I'm not even, that's why I said, but I'm just like trying to let people know that this guy is still like, and that's one thing about, which is going to be a conversation for another day, is that American artists can leave the industry and people are still expecting them to still drop. We have Rihanna, we have Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, they're still waiting, yeah.
They're still waiting, but why is it not like that for the whole Afrobeat thing? I just want people to also understand that these guys are good artists, regardless of whatever dumb ass shit they do by the side. They might be dickheads though, in real life. Obviously, you can even tell that Rihanna is a fucking dickhead in real life. Shantizu, I don't know, I heard he's a dickhead in real life, but I don't know, I've never met him in person. But I'm telling you that musically, these guys, people can still listen. Like, I wish a lot of artists can take the innovation or the initiative that Show Them Camp did.
Yeah.
Have a small gathering for the first year. Next year, it gets bigger. Now you're traveling into countries now.
Yeah.
Bro,
I hear what you're saying totally, but it's the way the industry is set up is fast moving, fast paced. You taking a break is dangerous, bro. Especially if you've not fully gotten there. For example, before we touch on Shantizu's dues, for example, Nonso Amadu, that year he was the guy.
Right.
He left for a bit, bro. I'm telling you,
that break, I don't know why he took the break. I don't know if it was personal, but that break he took set him back a bit, man. Because, like, I don't know. There's levels to this thing, man. And if you're not consistently consistent with it, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, man.
I think we know some Maddie. His one is quite different because this guy... No, somebody doesn't have 3 hits.
Hey. He has 2 in it. It's 2.
What's the second one?
First one is
Radio.
No. I mean, you know,
Tonight. Tonight, yeah. Tonight. And what's the second one?
That's the first one. Tonight. Second one right. is. Second one is a featured on there, actually.
What's the one, song?
Wasn't he on MI's album?
One of that was not a hit, no.
What one is that one?
Playlist.
Playlist was a banger.
Was a banger, no, it was a good jam, not a hit. But he has good it. Jams. He has good, no, somebody has good jams, but doesn't have any hit.
Do you expect him to have hits?
Why not? He's not an artist.
Yeah, nah. What's, if you have one hit, you tried.
Yeah, but that's the point I'm trying to make, guy. He doesn't have enough hit for him to take a break like that.
So, why did he break? What happened?
Like, do you understand? Are you in school? Are you in...
Like, I mean, if you want to make radio a hit, it can be a hit. If you want to.
If you want to do what?
If you want to make radio a hit. If you want to say radio is a hit, it can be.
Not really.
So it's only one then?
It's just one. Just tonight. Tonight, people, you can sing it and everybody's going to sing along. Radio, you have to be inclined musically to.
Yeah, that's it. You got to know.
You guys, if you know, you know. It's not no. Bedouin the boss, bro, like that, bro. That's my jam, though, by the way.
But before we digress, yes, Deuz, Sean Tizu, 12 songs. He had 0 features on this. He said, I'm doing it my way or the highway. Now.
He has plaster on his head. That's the most shocking thing. I saw him performing in this day. I was like, wait, did this guy have accident? Then I realized, oh, on the album cover, the drawing had a plaster on, like, it's giving, like, different personalities, multiple personalities.
Yeah, it's giving, what's that feel?
I know the movie you're talking about. Wait, is it the new one that just came out with the Spider-Man guy, Tom Holland?
Nah, this is an old one.
The one with the white guy from X-Men.
Nah, this is an old one. This is the one all people always talk about. What's the name of this movie, bro? They always talk about this movie.
What happened in the movie?
Bro, it's like gang related and they're selling drugs, but then everything's going up, but then they get caught. I'll get the name now, bro.
Yeah, I don't waste 3 seconds for this gang.
Nah, I'm getting the name.
Is it UK?
No, US based. Anytime. I got it. Paid in full.
Oh, paid in full.
That's
nothing to do with multiple personalities now.
Paid full. But the album cover, that guy that is standing there with his half of his shirt on and him holding like.
I see what you're saying.
So I don't know what it means by dues. From T's with your guy, maybe DM him, man.
He's saying that he has paid his dues, man.
Okay. His dues in the industry?
Yes, no.
It came with a lot, though.
Ah, are you joking? Sean Tizu are carrying anyone. No. Don't play with Sean Tizu like that now. At least he has 5 hits. I don't know you're quiet, but he does have 5 hits.
Huh?
5
hits?
Yeah, 5. Surely.
Yeah, correct.
Loki.
Tight. I'll give you that one. I'll give it to you.
Erukushayipo is a
guy. Guy.
Oh, don't know so be you.
Guy is your guy. Continue. Wait, I say last two.
Last two. I would say Kilo Gbe Yeah, you can sing commotion. Kilele. You're mad if you don't think.
Yeah.
Okay, that's four. And the last one should be baby komole. Yeah, sister komole. That song you did now. Are you mad? I'll even play for you.
Yeah, I know the song you're talking about. You got your stretching,
This song is a hit now. You play.
That was a hit then, yes.
Yes, now. Yeah, but five hits.
The person, the song where you yell has thought.
What song is that?
Well, I don't know which one you said. Because you didn't even put Iggy.
Iggy Oromo is a hit, so.
Why did you not say that one? That was the one I was
going to say. He has six hits, technically. So, I would say Sean Tizzle deserves his dues, and everyone should go and listen to Sean Tizzle. Sean Beezle.
Don't listen to Sean
Beezle. Is that the end of this day right now?
Actually, it's not. There's something I wanted to talk to you about that you haven't yet addressed on the pod.
What's that?
A few months ago, it's more than a month ago right now, you were on IG live call with one of the artists we hold dear to our hearts.
Yep.
You haven't even spoken about it this week of how it went down. You say nothing. So I'm going to give the floor to you to explain to the people what exactly was going down then.
We're talking about Mojeed, right?
Yeah.
Nothing really went down. We just had a brief conversation because I was talking to Mega Boy, actually, who happens to be Mojeed's guy. Very good guy of him. I think it was mentioned, Mojeed mentioned him in that is a popular album, Murtala Mohammed song. You mentioned him right in that song. So I spoke to Mega Boy. Apparently, he lives in the same state as I do, even the same city as I do, also.
Man,
so we're able to, so we're able to talk, and because we took the conversation off Mojeed, actually. It was supposed to be like a fan question type of thing, but we took the conversation off Mojeed because, and Mega Boy was like explaining further because, apparently, one of the things Mojeed has not fully grasped yet is he doesn't know that he has a lot of fans. And he, I think he's a 9-to-5 guy now. He works 9-to-5 now. So he's quite busy, you know, obviously. And we talked about the whole Aristocrat record label. And one of the things we talked about, and I asked him is Burna Boy leaving Aristocrat, did that affect his career? And he was kind of like leaning to yes, no. And Mega Boy was like, bro, yes, obviously, which was very, very obvious, because after Burna left, Aristocrat went into fumbles and shambles and kind of
lyrics went into it,
bro. Everybody went back to square one and all that kind of shit. Like, their careers literally died, was sacrificed for her, literally. Which, bro, Mojeed went back to Yankee, you know. Ozo started acting movies.
Like I said, Ozo started acting.
Yes, now on Undani, he had like 2 episodes on Undani.
Oh my God.
And now he's dropping freestyle on IG now. Like, nobody, like, kind of.
Damn.
Except if you're like tuned in. Bukado is nowhere to be found. I saw him on Pretty Boy Deal's music video last year.
What about Come on.
Bro, that one has gone back to his father's
ass. Damn.
Oh, bro. It's so sad, bro. I know what's so crazy is Aristocrat still has new artists. They have that girl, Rhea Sean, and they have one more dope ass artist. They actually have good artists, though. They still have good artists. That's crazy, too. They have like dope. They have, I don't know, they are. It's really good because they sign good artists too. But also let leave that aside. So me and Mega Boy were talking and we had a woeful conversation, and Mojeed said an album is dropping pretty soon. I know an EP was supposed to drop 3 months ago, because I messaged him personally and I was like, bro, is this shit dropping? And he was like, hell yeah, that shit's gonna drop. But I think he's working on it, because one thing we know about Mojeed is it gives you quality album and EP. And I'm not saying this based on I spoke to him or because I don't have a relationship with Mojeed, obviously, but we talk, like he replies me as a great fan. But Mojeed gives you dope ass albums and EPs. Production is great, lyrics are perfect, you know, lines are great, punchlines are there, and all of that kind of stuff. So he said he was going to drop something, and that was what it was really about. I don't really remember because it's been a long time. I don't really remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remembered as well.
Yeah, because I know we talked about in length. It was like almost like 20 minutes, 30
That's
minutes.
Calm.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good that he's doing well. There was a time they even promised us a Mojeed and Ozone collab album then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those times, because they had one song on Ozone's Superiority Complex. I think it was called Superior On, and they were going back to back, like verse for verse. I was like, damn. And people were like, yo, you guys do collab EP? Or they're like, yeah, it's coming. You know how they'll just be posting guys. If they come, if they come, bro.
Right.
Nothing came, bro. So, I mean, I would be so happy if they both come back and give us. I'll be happy if the whole record label gets resurrected, because those were good times. Those were good times, bro.
Let the good times roll, man.
Then again, just like that scene from The Wire, what did the guy say? He said, those were the old days. The old days are the old days.
I think for me is, I think the quality of music has changed in Nigeria, first of all. And when I say it has changed, I think it has gone down. There's more Jagbajantes than quality music like when during their time. Because during their time, their music was top-notch, hands up, you know, it was so butty, she was so fresh, it was so, you know, freshly squeezed and all of that kind of stuff. But now, we are listening to Plutomania, we are listening to Amapiano. Amapiano.
Piano.
Piano.
Bro,
God of mercy.
Yeah, the industry's changed, bro.
Those are music heads. I don't think they can. I don't think those guys can come back in. And they'll be so mad if they.
It's a piss take.
You'll be so mad, bro. You'll be so mad because they're like, bro, what the fuck are you guys
doing? What are you guys thinking? What are you guys doing?
Nah, that word is mad about piano. Piano.
Piano. That's bad, dude.
It's a big vibe. Alright, yeah, so that was what the conversation was about, and you know, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Lovely stuff. Mm. But yeah, we leave and we love you guys.
Most definitely.
It's one of our longest ever episodes.
It's gonna be, I think when you cut it off, it's gonna, it should come short.
It should, because, yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Keep supporting, keep sharing, keep liking. Like, thank you for the patience, because I know
you guys are
tired of us, man.
Do you think we're going to break records like we did the last time?
Well, no, it's consistent, but the last episode was inconsistently consistent, so you'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But next episode, for you guys, I think we're gonna have a guest. I don't know who will be, but we'll have a guest.
What guest is that?
I don't know. I said I don't know who will be. I just said I don't know who will be.
who will be, bro?
I don't know, man.
Maybe you guys should invite me to your WMPT.
Oh, we're gonna name the podcast Say Less, because you know the time zone, we need to time it well.
But you know what? If you're gonna, I want to come when you are talking about that relationship shit. I want to come and speak my mind.
You want to shed your light? No,
I want to shed my light.
You want to shed your light? Oh, with him. Oh, my days. Say less. No, Allah. We're going to talk, man.
Blessed. Stay blessed. Yes, sir.
Enjoy, my guy. Safe.